Questions 36 to 40. Look at the questions. Now you will hear the third talk. Listen to a radio broadcast from a sporting event.
Welcome back to Kirby Coast for the final of the state championships. We've got a glorious day today with a big blue sky and the warm sun shining, and the course is pretty dry. That's after 3 days of cloud and intermittent raining. Not untypical weather for the season, of course, and one of the main reasons why many people, including myself, have lobbied to move this annual event a month back and into the summer. The rain drives away the crowds, of course, and also breaks up the games, not allowing players to find their rhythm. So you get patchy driving, patchy putting on the greens, and of course, they get really wet and cold traveling around this long coastal course. None of them complained to me about it, of course. They're pros after all, but you could see from their faces that they weren't having the time of their lives. There's a fair breeze coming in from the sea today, and that's something the players will have to take into account, but it's par for the course here at Kirby and should present few problems to the natives of the area. And it's a native that starts the day in the lead, Joey Martinez, one of the few to hit the ball consistently well yesterday. If he can keep his nerve today, he could walk away with a cup and a very nice prize. He's been known in the past to fold under pressure, though. I remember 2 years ago in Scotland when he was 3 strokes ahead and then lost his ball in some woods on the 17th hole and threw the match away. Let's wish him all the best today against a strong pack.
Now you'll hear the third talk again. Listen to a radio broadcast from a sporting event.
Welcome back to Kirby Coast for the final of the state championships. We've got a glorious day today with a big blue sky and the warm sun shining, and the course is pretty dry. That's after 3 days of cloud and intermittent raining. Not untypical weather for the season, of course, and one of the main reasons why many people, including myself, have lobbied to move this annual event a month back and into the summer. The rain drives away the crowds, of course, and also breaks up the games, not allowing players to find their rhythm. So you get patchy driving, patchy putting on the greens, and of course, they get really wet and cold traveling around this long coastal course. None of them complained to me about it, of course. They're pros after all, but you could see from their faces that they weren't having the time of their lives. There's a fair breeze coming in from the sea today, and that's something the players will have to take into account, but it's par for the course here at Kirby and should present few problems to the natives of the area. And it's a native that starts the day in the lead, Joey Martinez, one of the few to hit the ball consistently well yesterday. If he can keep his nerve today, he could walk away with a cup and a very nice prize. He's been known in the past to fold under pressure, though. I remember 2 years ago in Scotland when he was 3 strokes ahead and then lost his ball in some woods on the 17th hole and threw the match away. Let's wish him all the best today against a strong pack.
Question 36. What time of year does the event take place? Question 37. What does the speaker think should change about the competition? Question 38. What does the speaker say about the event the previous day? Question 39. What does the speaker talk mostly about? Question 40. What does the speaker mean when he says,
"If he can keep his nerve,